I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Then leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
This is Michigan News Source. You're a
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Tuesday, October 15, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. The text line is open, 231-360-5140, if you'd like to get a comment into the show. Appreciate Devin Lawrence fixing automation for us this morning, getting some things fixed. Not a normal intro like usual. Greatly appreciate him doing that for us. But we got a great show lined up for you. Lots of information today. By MERS New Service. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, the text line is open, 231-360-5140. Baseball playoffs. The Mets evened up the series against the LA Dodgers. They are now tied 1-1, traveling back to New York City for the Mets home location. First game, game one last night, Cleveland at the New York Yankees. Yankees held on to beat Cleveland 5-2 in the first game, so they have a 1-0 advantage over Cleveland, and they are going to play the second game today in the Bronx. So, love our baseball. Playoffs are here. Very interesting. If the Mets are able to beat the LA Dodgers, it could be a Subway World Series. Because I believe the Yankees are going to defeat the Cleveland Guardians. They're going to be gone. So it'd be the Yankees versus the Mets. World Series staying right there in New York City. So pretty cool baseball news happening. Also, kind of an interesting analogy, though. If the Mets don't beat the Dodgers, this could be a L.A., New York, Bronx City World Series, West Coast versus the East Coast. So either way, we're looking forward to some good baseball. It is playoff time for heading into the World Series. American League Championship, National League Championship, currently playing, and then going to the World Series. What did you guys think about the U.S. Senate debate? Text me why if you, yes, I watched the debate. Text me N if you didn't. And we'll be able to take that unscientific poll here till the bottom of the hour. One of the things that's pretty interesting, is the fact that the process has led to this second and final debate here just 3 weeks before the election. Yes, today, Tuesday, October 15th. We have 3 weeks from today, and it will be election day. So again, text me why if you, yes, I watched the debate, and if you didn't watch the debate, because I don't think anybody paid attention to it. I know we were having our monthly meeting for the Antrim County Conservative Union. We came home and watched baseball. Then after that, we watched The Voice. Really enjoying this season of The Voice. Snoop Dogg, Michael Bublé, Gwen Stefani, Reba McEntire, the four judges. They've got some really good singers, and it's going to be fun to watch that unfold as well. Lansing, meantime, MERS News Service had quote of the day. Quote of the day to Elisa Slotkin. We're going to talk about that, talk about why they gave her quote of the day. And what did you guys think? If you did watch it, what was your response? Sherry LaFave over in Unaway. Didn't get to see it. I missed it. Where can I find to watch it now? YouTube videos. YouTube video for, I believe, WXYZ, the ABC affiliate from Detroit. They were the ones that carried it live and should have it on YouTube by now. Make sure you search for the right one, though, Monday, October 14th. Don't watch the first one. Watch last night. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Tuesday, October 15th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Downstate Kim said no. They looked for it when they got home, but couldn't find it up yet. So they didn't get to watch it. Phyllis down in Dexter, she said, no, I didn't even know there was another Senate debate. Watching it now during your breaks. Why does Slotkin wear oversized long dress jackets? Laughing, smiley face. Where are you watching it, Phyllis? Is it on YouTube? Is that where you found it? And if you did, tell me the title of it so I can tell others to look for it so they can watch it later as well. No watching the debate during the show. Steve up in Gatesville, he did not bother to see it. He didn't see it. George Sheboygan, nope, didn't see it. Didn't know where to look for it. So possibly was this something that just people in southeastern Michigan saw? I haven't got any responses from folks over in Grand Rapids. Barb and Dave Ageman, if you're listening, send me a text. Did you get to see it? Well, here's the synopsis from MERS News Service, going so far as to even giving the quote of the day from their news day to Elisa Slotkin. U.S. Senate candidate Elisa Slotkin, during last night's debate with Mike Rogers, said this, quote, the idea that someone who voted against Medicare negotiating somehow, now is the champion of it. If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell to you. If you think this guy's going to protect you, of course, talking about Medicare and seniors. One thing for the record I'd like to propose going forward for all future elections, not this one, we're only 3 weeks away. The rules are out there. The ads are running. I would like an honest debate about policies. On the Democrat side, stop trying to scare seniors about Republicans, the evil Republicans wanting to get rid of your Medicare and Social Security. It's total BS. It's total crap. They do not want to do that. On the other side, the Republicans attacking the Democrats for being tax and spend liberal progressives. Donald Trump, if you actually do the research and you look at the amount the national debt increased while he was president for 4 years, about $8 trillion increased spending. Biden Harris, roughly about $6.2 trillion. Do Republicans spend just as much as the Democrats? So stop talking about Democrats being tax and spend liberals. You guys do it too. So let's get rid of scaring seniors. Let's get rid of blaming Democrats for the national debt. Until you guys work together to solve the national debt crisis, stop using it. According to the story, former Congressman Mike Rogers worked hard to associate current Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin, the Democrats' voting record, with Biden-Harris administration. As a counterpunch, Slotkin hammered Rogers for his record on drug prices in the second and final U.S. Senate debate last night. Compared to last week's debate, the two candidates appeared to be more hurried in their answers, which led to Slotkin speaking rapidly and Rogers bumping up against the time limits several times. That's another problem I have with the current formats that these campaigns agree to debate. Last week, Rick Elbum of Wood TV was the moderator. 1 minute answers. 1 minute answers. 60 seconds. and a 30-second rebuttal by the other candidate. To me, it was blatantly obvious that they gave the questions to the candidates in advance. Elbin claims they didn't. Rick, I'm sorry, with all due respect, I don't see how they could possibly have come up with those answers that quickly unless you guys had, in fact, gave them the questions first. Not one question did Rogers or Slotkin last week had to think about their answer. It wasn't like they were sitting there intently listening to Rick Elbum ask the questions, taking some notes, and then formulating a automatic, organic response to the question. As soon as he got done asking the question, they had an answer. And they were looking directly into the camera, which is a whole nother body language thing I'm not going to get into. Rogers used last night's first question on the economy to connect Slotkin with high inflation rates. He went back to the well that perceived the connection again and again on the hour-long debate to high inflation rates and dealing with COVID, the China virus. Rogers said, quote, "We know that the trillions and trillions of dollars of spending by the Biden-Harris administration, which was 100% supported by my opponent, has driven up grocery prices, gas prices, energy prices, housing prices. Everything has gone up," tying it again to inflation, to Biden-Harris administration and Slotkin's voting record on it. One thing she cannot run from is her current, recent voting record in the U.S. Congress. Sure, Rogers was in Washington, D.C. over 10 years ago. Here's the problem. His voting record is from back then. Her voting record is from last month. So he is directly attacking her, tying her to Biden-Harris, the economy, inflation, all of it. Hundreds of billions of dollars was spent in dealing with the COVID pandemic, Rogers said, in response to trying to prop up the economy. Biden-Harris and Slotkin, who voted for it, all spent money like drunken sailors. There we go again. That's another theme I'm tired of. You guys are worse than drunken sailors. I know some drunken sailors in my day. You guys are worse than them. At least they can only spend what's in their pockets when they get their paychecks. You guys spend money you don't even have and just print more of it. Well, this theme of increased prices continued across every single question. Whenever it was asked about student loan forgiveness, climate change, prescription drug affordability, and even Social Security's stability going forward. Rogers, in his closing statement, said, "If you're worried about your grocery prices, if you're worried about your job being here, because of heavy electric vehicle mandates that my opponent supported, if you're worried about what the next generation of jobs and housing costs are going to be for your kids and your grandkids, then I ask for your vote." That was his closing statement, appeal to get people to vote for him. For example, on healthcare prescription drug affordability, Slotkin started out with her antidote of her mother suffering through ovarian cancer without any health insurance before passing away in 2011. When did that happen? When Mike Rogers was in the U.S. Congress. The same week we are finding out about her diagnosis is the same week in the same month that we were filling out paperwork for her to declare bankruptcy. She lost everything, including her home. When describing legislation that would have allowed Medicare to negotiate drug prices, she equated the concept to warehouse stores like Costco, Sam's Club, where buying in bulk lowers the per unit price. Then she drove home the point that Rogers did not support this legislation back then in 2011. And then this, of course, where she made quote of the day, according to MERS News Service, the idea that someone who voted against Medicare negotiating drug prices somehow now is the champion of it. Well, if you believe that, I got a bridge. I want to sell you. If you think this guy's going to protect you. A point of agreement was reached when the candidates were asked about their stance on student loan forgiveness. There was actually a moment in which Rogers brought up the economy, stating the increasing prices needed to be addressed of college education and allow a system, a program where borrowers can afford their loan payments. The True agreed that how loans are forgiven is very important. Rogers said he doesn't support the American taxpayer funding the forgiveness program without the borrower having to give it back in some form of service. He suggested perhaps military service or becoming a school counselor to work off the debt. Slotkin said that she supports a 2.5% cap on student loan interest rates and agreed that the program should exist in Michigan that would allow a borrower to serve in an understaffed or essential service for reduced or even free tuition, as long as they sign a commitment to stay in Michigan and work in that career field. Slotkin corrected the moderator when it was suggested that she was in fact for the student loan forgiveness program as proposed by Biden-Harris. She corrected him and said, no, that's not accurate. Perhaps illuminating once again how much money is going into this race, Twitter X posts from each candidate were uploaded to the site around the exact issue the candidates were discussing at the moment for almost every question. And social media skills like that isn't cheap. End of story by MERS News Service. Well, actually, that's pretty simple. You have a campaign staff person monitoring the debate, having access to their Twitter X account. As soon as a topic or answer was given, the staffer is sitting there basically creating a post. All you have to do is write out the post and click submit, send. It's over. It's up and running. It's not really that expensive. But we don't always rely on the news media folks to understand how campaigns are run and how it's done. That's not their forte. But it's very, very interesting, the money thing that they did bring up there toward the end. Rogers has not one but two super PACs that have committed $30 million to TV ads. Many of them you've already been seeing. Slotkin has raised $24 million. From her campaign donations, mostly from outside the state of Michigan. It's going to be the battle of TV ads.